We are up to Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. We had a machlekes in the Mishnah, a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir. Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, who is the one that should be metameh himself? Everyone agrees that they're on their own, they have to be metameh. So we wanted to know, how do you know that a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir are metameh to a mes mitzvah? So basically we said that it says, the Torah says by a Kohen, a kol nafshes meis lo yavoi, a Kohen Gadol, you shouldn't come after meis. So why then it says, lo avi v'lo imoi? Obviously, kol nafshes meis means fremde, because a Kohen Hedyit who's forbidden to a stranger is mutter to his own family. So if a Kohen Gadol is warned, don't have anything to do with anybody, obviously we're warning him more than a Kohen Hedyit. That means even to relatives don't have anything to do with. So why the Torah spell, lo avi v'lo imoi? Tell you what, your father, you're not metame, but your are metame il mes mitzvah. What do we do then, imoy? So we know that from father. Imoy, we said we need to say shavah to what we learned a few days ago, what Rebbe said. Rebbe said it says by a nozer, b'moy sam, that only after your father and your mother died. There also says you shouldn't come to any nefesh, and then it says, love you, imoy. And we said, why is it imoy? To tell you, b'moy sam, that only what kind of tumah are we concerned about? Tumah that relates to misa. But tumah that relates to tzaras, or tumah that relates to aziva, there's no isa by a nazir. And we have a gzeira shava, koyin, because it says an extraordinary imoy, from imoy by nazir to tell you something about the Kohen Gadol. The only tumah he's not allowed to be metame is a meis mitzah.
Does the right distinction that a nazir has got this whole process is becomes tumah? When a koyin becomes a meis mitzah, he has to go through the...
Yeah, but the main thing is there's an Issa. But they're the Taylor's problem, yeah. That's what we had in the mission before. He needs Kabbalah. He doesn't. That's why he's in the main. Yeah. So we're up to right here. Right in the middle of the page. And I've Memchess Amal Aleph. Ashkhan Kohen Gadol. So all we know from here is that Kohen Gadol is allowed to be metame to a mes mitzvah, because it says a lot of evil. It says in the pasuk there. I call nafshes meis lo yavoi, and then it says lo aviv lo imoi. So we said lo aviv is extra to his father. He should be metame, but he should be metame to meis mitzvah. How do you know nazir? Nazir minol, and how you know nazir also can be metame to meis mitzvah. The Tanya, we learned it says in pasuk kol yimei hazir l'Hashem, all the days that he's a nazir al nefesh meis lo yavoi, he shouldn't have any shaychus to a nefesh. So this Tanya learns a very interesting thing. It says nefesh. If it would not have said the word meis, just said nefesh. Nefesh also means a dead person. But if it would have just said nefesh, that word meis shemani, I would have thought I feel nefesh behem mashma. Any dead creature, even an animal, a nazir is not allowed to touch. Ki inyan shenemar, where do you find the lashon nefesh by behema? Like it says in the pasuk, maken nefesh behema, and he has to pay and so on and so forth. Nefesh tachas nefesh. So we find the lashon nefesh by behema. If it were just said by a nazir that al nefesh lo yavai, I would have thought that he a nazir not touch a behema. If it says, "Al nefesh meis la yavei," and nefesh meis only a man. Now, how does the word meis, adding the word meis, refer limited only to a human? Because be nefesh adam akasa medaber. The fact that it's extra must be to tell you that means nefesh adam. Why? Because you don't find the word meis only on a person. Rashi, Ashkan kohen gadol the metami leis meis mitzvah. We find a kohen gadol metami meis mitzvah, but mitzvah nazim and all. How do you know nazim? Now, Luchayri, we could have used the same Gzera Shava, Ima, Ima. Remember, every Gzera Shava was back and forth, just like you learn Kohen Gadol from Nazir, regarding that it's only Misa. I can learn Nazir from Kohen Gadol, that makes Mitzvah a lot of Metame. But we're looking in the Pshat and the Pasuk itself to see if there's anything there. So, Tamalema, Nefesh Mes. Tamalema, I call Nefesh Mes, but Nefesh Adam, it's not been much, but talking about a human. Why? Shlomatzinu, we don't find. Shnikra nefesh meis el olvad. The word nefesh meis, those two words, the juxtaposition of those two words, we don't find that as a description anywhere else but by Adam. That's the first time. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Einu tzadik. I don't need to have this drosh of nefesh meis. Harei oime." In the very pasuk, it says, "Al nefesh meis lo yavei." Lo yavei means the union of oil. Where do you find that Isa lo yavei benefashes hametameis bebiya hakasim daber? Where do we, the din of oil is only if there's a dead man in, or a woman inside the oil. There's no oil there by a behema. So therefore, that tells you we're talking about humans. Rashi, benefash hametameis lo yavei bebiya kiva shenichnes imoyim be oil hakasim daber. it goes with them. In oil, we're talking about the Ezer, is a nefesh adam, a person, a behema. Kivan al nefesh meis lo yavei, medaber be nefesh adam. Since when it says al nefesh meis lo yavei, we're talking about a human. We're talking about a human. Umashma ben kreven ben lechaykim. And then lechayda, once I know I'll call nefesh, once I know al nefesh meis lo yavei, which means anybody, right? Anybody, whether it's a relative or not, it makes no distinction. So why do you have to spell the Ovi Vilimai? So it's actually tell you about Meis Mitzvah, yeah. Because we still want, how do you learn Meis Mitzvah from Nefesh Meis? Because Nefesh Meis includes all humans. And Melama Chaza Kosav Amal Ovi Vilimai, Ela Ovi Vudle Metame, but Meis Mitzvah, you are the Metame. You're about to get murdered.
There's no difference between the way you learn either of them.
No, just Mashem Weiss. Rabbi Shmuel again, Ein Tzarich Hariyim Elo Yava Ben Nefoshes Hametames Bebi Is Hakos Medaber. Talking about Ein Nefesh Metame Bebi Lo Avi Vleima Yem Metame and Lochel includes everybody. So then, why did they say Lo Avi Vleima? You know, Metame I'm Metame Lo Mes Mitzah Metame to Mes Mitzah. Says now the Mitzvah motivated Atchala Yema. Why do we even need a pasuk to tell me that a meis mitzvah is mutter? L'chayda, logic tells me a meis mitzvah is mutter, which is a very modern style of the Gemara. First we start off asking, how do you know? And then we're saying, what do we call it a positive for such an obvious thing? And it takes it a few times, and Shas has a problem with that. You know, this is the signal of the Gemara. How does it work? Anyway, says the Gemara, right? Ad shalai yoyim l'chayda, without telling me, shabedin, l'kabachayim, ma koyin godl. We said before, according to Rabbanu, stricter because the kedusha is forever. Yet metami lemeis mitzvah is metami to a meis mitzvah. A nozer she ain't kedusha kedusha elam nozer, which is a lesser degree of kedusha. It's not forever. Yeah, ain't noidin she metami lemeis mitzvah. Surely you should make a special dispensation allowing metami to a mitzvah. Like I can argue in logic, I can argue like Rabbi Lezer other way. Im amr be kain gadol kain gadol has a cooler shekain ani mevi carbon al tamos has been carbon. Taim ben nazir she mevi carbon al tamos. Yes, a chumra exactly. So maybe you cannot be time as mitzvah. Is hoyl? I would have thought to mevi carbon al tamos since by him if he comes time he brings a carbon. Maybe lo yitame le meis mitzvah. He shouldn't even be time as mitzvah. Therefore, time alayim lo avil im lo yitame al matame le meis mitzvah. That's why you need the pasuk lo avil imoi. Rashi actually aimed at shemitam mitzvah. Yisim meviyam minadin shenozim mitam mitzvah ma kain gadol. All the achreim and the yontan, everybody else wants to know. They don't understand the whole discussion of the Gemara. Who's stricter? A nozir can go to a rav and remove the whole nazirus. A kohen mikidashter bal korcha, whether he likes it or not. So what does it mean over here? Well, what's b'chal the machlekes and why does the Gemara talk about kabbanas or kedushas oilam? Just talk about the fact that you can remove.
And matanedim.
Yeah, and it's always nazir.
Yeah, okay, but even if you say that, but despite the fact that he can do it, but once he's got it, he's still got this something.
Yeah, but even after he got it, he can just undo it. He can always undo it. Even after he became tummy, he can undo it.
There seems to be a certain degree of akshonus associated with nazirus. I mean, you see, by who was it? Yeshua, or who was it that he wouldn't go to? To the Novi.
Yiftach.
He wouldn't go to the Novi.
That was an early
daughter. Yeah. Yiftach. Yiftach and Pinchas.
Yiftach and Pinchas.
That was another time, another.
No. The I can't remember what it was. Yeshiyahu was.
You've got to hold out to think about it.
I'll find out. I'll figure it out. I'm not good with
that. So I was just thinking that maybe when the Gemara says, Ain the Kedusha's Olam, who says the Kedusha's Olam means the way they normally learn Pshat, Kedusha forever. Then we ask a question, the Shreinim ask a question, but in Nazir there's also some Tangish Olam. We learned before, there's a thing called Nazir Olam. You can be Nazir forever. And the answer, because most of this are not that way. Why don't we teach that Kedusha says Nakdish Olam means exactly that? Because you can be Mataneda. You can always take it, cancel it. That's what it means. Not Kedusha say Olam. Maybe that's what the Gemara means. Not the normal Taj. Yeah, the fact that he can always cancel it.
To the Koyen.
Yeah, Koyen is no choice. Mazeltov. Mazeltov.
But this fella has a way out if he really wants.
Yeah. So you want to write? Yeah. Yeah. Oi. Okay. I ain't no metami love ilima. Now I'm going to ask you to write it. Now, how do you know? Okay. So now I understand, since love in Savora, we could argue. We don't know which way to go. That's why we need a pasuk to tell you that you can time a mes mitzvah. How? How do you know? maybe let's dash this way. But it could be mitame to fremde. Now, what's the logic in that? Why is it that his own parents he can't, but the fremde? The logic would be, as I said, one of the shayim is because your own parents, you're very upset. We don't want a kohen gadol to be upset. He has to be a simcha and avoda. But the fremde, you're not so upset. So what's the big deal? You mitame to these people. It's not the tumah the problem is. The problem is more the atzvus that comes with it. So maybe how do you know to be mat to dashen that you're mutter for meis mitzvah? Maybe you're mutter even for anybody except your own family. That makes you upset.
Why do you have to come to such a limit? And you could just say meis mitzvah means there is no one else to take care of. He's got no choice. Are you going to leave him just lie there and let the birds take his flesh? I mean,
maybe because for him it's even a veda. That's a problem.
That is the meis mitzvah. There's no one there. There's no.
Tesis adds a bit. Tesis is saying here, because you're upset by your parents, therefore it's a zilusa denozid ikar kaddish. You're called kaddish, and if you're being upset, that's being upset and not happy is a zilusa to kaddish. But rechaykim she'ena netzav aleim le'azad achmona doesn't care if you become tummy. So it's not the tumah part. Sorry, I was just saying about how tases here. Ayena,
we make such a whole drasha that a kohen is a person with an extra measure of ava. That's why only the kohen can declare toras. And he finds a yid nebach a litzach in gas, and nobody's there to take care of him. It doesn't bother him so much. It's not my relative. It's okay. He's supposed to be the guy with the extra ava. It should bother him.
Back to you, bud. Hey, we still need a libut.
Sorry to throw a. The kohen is more sensitive to it than anyone else. Okay, of course you have a natural love for a family.
Yeah, this guy's a stranger. I don't know who he is. I've got to do a mitzvah. You know, the Ebishter bought me the mitzvah that I have to do it and so on. But the family folk, you know.
Yeah. I'm the kavachem. Let us say a kavachem. No, that I'm going to be shayel straight away. This rationale that I should be able to be that the kohen should be able to metame to fremde to rechaykim and not to kraven is that the kohen gadol and the nozer doesn't make sense. Why not? Ma kohen hedyet or talk about the nozer. Ma the kohen hedyet shem metame lekraven who's permitted to metame to the next of kin. Einoy metame leshay mesim. Yet he's not allowed metame shay mesim even though he's not very upset. Nozir she ainoy metame lekraven. Nozir who's not allowed to be metame to kraven. Ainoy din she lo yetame leshay mesim. Doesn't make sense. He shouldn't be metame shay mesim either. So must be. So what are we going to do with the la'aviv alimoy? We know that your parents are coming to come anyway. So obviously, the Tate is repeating again to stress these people you can, but someone else you can. Who is it someone else? Can be rechaykim. So must be meis mitzvah. Ha matam alim la'aviv alimoy. It wasn't la'aviv alimoy. La'aviv alimoy la'matami. Al-matami la'meis mitzvah. You could be matami to meis mitzvah. Says in one of item. If you don't tell me, you tell me we need a pasuk la'avlim l'chayde. Without the pasuk, I still would know common sense. I would still know logically. How would I know logically? Okay, maybe not what I said before, that a kohen gadol, the nozer is stricter and because of kabbanis, because that we have another sort of a cash, but I'll tell you another way. L'chayde, ne'emre kolol the kohen gadol, it says a general rule by kohen gadol, shouldn't be metame. But ne'emre kolol the nozer, a general rule, and I'll call nefesh mezla yavoy, is a general rule by nozer, shouldn't be metame. Let's go look. Ma klolus or amudah v'kohen gadol. We know a kohen gadol is allowed to be metame and makes mitzvah because there's love him. Now we're working on nasid. So just like by kohen gadol, even though he's not allowed to be metame to anybody, is permitted to be metame to make mitzvah. Ma klolus or amudah v'kohen gadol la'avin metame. Abu metame l'mes mitzvah. So the same thing here. Av klolus or amudah benazir la'avin metame. Metame la'aviv. Abu metame l'mes mitzvah. So what do I need a pasuk for? Let's just learn from kohen gadol. Rashi in the previous page. Nemle called the kohen gadol al kol nefesh meis leyavi. It's a general rule. V'nema klal benozer al nefesh meis the chol nefesh b'mashma anybody ben kareivim ben echekin. Ma klal ha'omer kohen gadol, but a meis mitzvah is an exception. Af klal ha'omer nozer la'ovev le'ima emetame. Emetame le meis mitzvah. Meis mitzvah is an exception. Next Rashi. Ma tam le'imer avi. So why do you have to spell out? Sorry, let's go back to the one. This is the next piece. So why taka do we need pasuk? And the Gemara says not so simple. Because if you're going to talk in logic, I can argue for ket and argue as follows. Back to the Gemara. Oy klach lezu. No, you know it's not so clear because if it wouldn't have been for the pasuk, you can argue that we should learn from kohen gadol. But I can argue maybe you shouldn't learn from kohen gadol. Maybe you should learn from klein hedyet. And Nemru Klolos Bekoin Hedget. You have a general rule by Klolos by Koin Hedget. It says Le Nefesh Lo Yitama. And then the name of Klolos Benozir, it says Al Kol Nefesh Mes. Ma Klolos Amudis Bekoin Hedget. Even though it says generally Al Nefesh Lo Yitama, but then the Torah spells out that seven relatives he allowed to Metame to. Metame Loviv. So maybe Klolos Amudis Benozir. Who said a Nozir is compared to a Koin Godrul? Maybe a Nozir is compared to a Koin Hedget. And just like a Koin Hedget, even though it says you shouldn't Metame to anybody, but his seven closest kin he can. So the same thing by a Nozir, Metame Loviv. That's what we think. If you tell it wouldn't spell out, I might have thought that Yitaka could be Metame to his father. I was saying a new word here. Not that we would be, give another exception, but forget it. We would say, why should he be different than a coin? Why is another stricter than a coin? And maybe he should be able to be Metame to L'Aviv Lima. So therefore, we need L'Aviv Lima not to teach you about Mace Mitch or anything else. We need it for itself. Tamalayma L'Aviv Lima L'Yitama. You just finished explaining. But wouldn't have been for the Pasuk. I would have thought, let's learn from Kohen Hedyu, that just like Kohen Hedyu is not allowed to time it to anybody. Yet to his own parents he could. So Anoz is the same thing. So when the Torah says, La'oviv lima lo yitama, why is the Torah telling you La'oviv lima lo yitama? No, to tell you that your father shouldn't be Metame. Because without the Pasuk, I would have thought, let's learn from Kohen Hedyot. Just like a Kohen Hedyot is allowed to be Metame to his own father, why should Nozir be strictly the Kohen Hedyot? So when the Torah says, the Aviv, don't be Metame, you need it for itself, Legufe. So where's the extra word to teach you the Mason Mitzvah you're allowed to? How you know Mason Mitzvah allowed to? Freddy Gemara, Homiboyele, you need a Loima to tell you, She'ain Metame La'aviv, you're not Metame La'aviv. So Moses is right. We're not learning from La'aviv. El La'aviv Loima, She'ta La'aviv, you're right. La'ovi we need that you're not Metame to your father. Lugufe. Le'imoi we need for Gzei Shavu to Kohen Gadol. But it says also in the Pasuk, La'achiv la'achoyse by Nozir. What does it spell out? His brother shouldn't get married to. La'achiv ain't a Metame. What do you mean, brother? What for? If you're not letting Metame to your father and your mother, of course you're not Metame to your brother. Oh, Alameis Mitzvah Metame. That's the extra word from the word La'achiv. La'ovi we need for itself, but the father you shouldn't be, that a father you shouldn't be Metame to. Le'imoi you need for Gzei Shavu. La'achiv is what you teach your meis mitzvah. La'achiv we'll see in a minute what it is. Uli'imai gzeishav the kidabi Rashi. Matam le'mav v'shimat v'im in a klal yisraim lochav v'tayet shadat don a klal v'zun nem a klal b'kon hedyon levish le'tas the same thing. Af klal on v'nozi yemitam lochav v'lo v'nozi lo v'lo yitam. But by the love you claim of achshav now nimtzah satu don you now you need to tell the claim of v'nozi shlo yitam lovi mami shouldn't be yitam his father. But hoyle einem yusel the klal long extra mehechen atu don. How do you know the nozi mitam le'meis mitzvah? I know it could be mitam le'meis mitzvah. You don't need that. If you're not Metame to your own father. Remember, we learned yesterday that the only reason why you're not Metame to your brother is because you share the same father. So the brother is a tangent from your father. But if my father, Guf, I'm not Metame to, you need to tell me I'm not Metame to my brother. Let me tell you, only ima. What need the mother for? Also, exactly. Shava lemeiluf mina ima yahamude bekayin gadol. Remember we had before. This is the ima bekayin gadol. Likerabi like rabbi gliyav gab bekayin gadol lekamema. That exibe laaviv the laaviv mamish of the kasi. His father lo yitamal lo yikimin dal kol nafsh mes lo yaviv lo also el bekrayim krayim kidepidish. But eish the shmaite shmamen we see the laaviv miyat extra. Kabei lo yitamal lo yitamal lo meis mitzvah. This Rashi is a little bit hard to understand. Rashi is not changing the gemara around, and instead of learning from the way we Pasha Pshat Gemara La'aviv, we learn that the father is mutter, is also. He's saying, now that we know Le'ima is also, surely Aviv is also, and therefore Aviv is from Meis Mitzvah. No. What Rashi is doing is explaining, let's go back to Rashi again. Rashi explained, when it comes to the difference in Nozir and Kohen Gadol, by a Nozir, we use Aviv for itself. We would have thought a Nozir should be compared to Kohen Hedyot, and then Ima you need for the Gzeis Shavu. Achi we teach a Meis Mitzvah, and Achayis we'll see in a minute what it is. By Kohen Gadol, we learn Meis Mitzvah from Aviv itself. So Rashi wants to know how come by Kohen Gadol we can learn Kohen Gadol we learn from Aviv, by Nozir we can't, because it says by Kohen Gadol is stricter than a Kohen Hedyot. If a Kohen Hedyot cannot be Metame to the Chaykim only to Kravim, and then it says by Kohen Gadol Al Kol Nafsha is Meis, he shouldn't be Metame, so what is Torah coming to add? Must be coming to add all of his immediate relatives. So do I say La'aviv? Must be for makes the mitzvah. So thereby, do Rashi again inside. The Gabi, third one, Gabi Kohen Gadol Lekel Meimar. By Kohen Gadol, you can't say that. The Hod Chsiv Beyo La'aviv. The La'aviv Mamash of the Kasi. Really, for his father, the Lo'i Tame, Lo'i Shemir Tame, you can't say for that. The Kivan, the Al-Kol Nafsh, the Meis Lo'yove. Lo'i Osa Ela Bekrev, no matter what, the Peter Bereish, the Shmaita, Shmam, and I, the La'aviv Miyatle, the La'aviv is extra. Uka Osa La'aviv, the La'aviv with any Metame. Ava Metame La'aviv Mitzvah. Back to the Gemara La'choyse. What do you La'choyse? What do you come to La'choyse? You are doing a double mitzvah. You were shechting a Pesach. The lamel, which is a karm, as if you don't do it, or lamel benoim. Achleik is a shame, whether it's and or maling your son. And if it's and, like Rashi learns, because by karm Pesach mila is ma'keves. You need to do two big mitzvahs. Karm Pesach mila, both involved karis. And then on the way you see a meis mitzvah. You do a meis mitzvah with Pesach. Vishama, you heard shemeis le'meis. You heard that his own relatives died. Yochel, his mother thought he shouldn't be tame, amre lo yitame. No, he shouldn't. Yochel thought, lo yitme le meis mitzvah, he shouldn't do that as well. Tam leim, la choyse de mitame. Holo meis mitzvah mitame, mitzvah mitame. Machlek is showing we're talking about a nozer here as well. Is he a nozer and a korn Pesach in the mila? And even so, the chiddush is that he can be tame to a thing, or we're talking about just a totally something separate. Machlek is Rashi, Teis, and Megillah. Rashi. We learned. Rashi adds the word. If you look at Peter Shirashi on the side, about 10 lines in the narrow lines, about 10 lines from the top, Yisrael the Einar Nazir. Klar. Rashi holds in this gifts that Shahoya Nazir. Rashi is a bigger Kiddush. Even though he's a Nazir, still he's compounded by the fact Korn Pesach and Mila, still we say go ahead and be timeless mitzvah. The Rosh says no. If he would have been a Nazir as well, we would not have done it. It's only because he doesn't have all this. Yeah. So we would have thought. Rashi. Back to the Gemara. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Comes along Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says in the pasuk, "Al kol nefesh mesla yovai," or it says, "Yeah, but this nafshe." We're talking here about the nozer. Nafshe is koyin. Was it Bach? Al kol nefesh. It's nefesh. The posik by Nozer says nefesh. The posik by Kohen Gadol is nafshes. But we're talking now about Nozer. Remember, the most question is, how do we know by a Nozer that he could be metal meis mitzvah? So it's a different posik. Nefesh, elu harachaykim. Nefesh means what? When it says that nefesh, you shouldn't have it. What's the title trying to tell you? Don't have anything to do with distant relatives. Then he says, a nefesh meis, lo yave. What's meis? Meis, come tell you, even kravim. Meis, elu harachaykim. Then what is la'aviv, even relative? So why does the Torah spell la'aviv li'imai? Einem mitame. Aval mitame yu le'meis mitzah. But la'aviv li'imai is not mitame, but he is mitame le'meis mitzah. Yep, so la'aviv yu le'mitame, but you are mitame le'meis mitzah. So he learns meis mitzah from aviv and imai. Not like before we said we need aviv for itself. Le'achi would be his brother. She'imai yikoyin godl. Ve'hu nazir. Le'achiv einem metame. Av metame le'meis mitzah. So what do you look at l'chachoysoi? K'detanya, to add, had she'hoya ho'yilichot pischal ebenoi. It sounds like it's, you know, he's adding to the before, yeah.
If you're saying love and imo means that his parents, why would you think his brother's different? What's the element to say his brother's different?
That's what we need to teach something
extra
else.
Extra word in the pasuk.
Imoi is derech agav. Yeah, okay. What do you need imoy for at all? Mm-hmm. Kiva only explains by aviv. Aviv is a teacher, aviv loy, but the mesmit says yeah. So do imoy. So imoy is no drasha going to have a kiva. It's purely agav gerada. Okay. Where does he learn the exact shava than imoy? We'll see. He's not bothered by, oh, we would have thought that he's a lot of mitame. We would have thought that a nozer is compared to a kohen hegyet, and therefore he should be able to mitame to his father. We're not, you know, Rabbi Kiva's not bothered by that. So aviv itself is extra. So mitame the mesmitza. Imoy agrada. Achoisa Achi must be a chiddush. Kohen Gadol and Nazir makes mitzvah. And Achoisa must be a bigger chiddush. If you learn this way in the Gemara, Rav Kiva, Lecher Rashi is correct. Because if all it is a current Pesach and Milah, is that greater than a Kohen Gadol and Nazir, the only greater then would be is because it's Kaddis versus a Lav. But if you look at Rashi, it's all compounded. You're a Nazir and you're a Kohen Pesach and you're a Bris Milah. Let's do Rashi. Rav Akiva Oimer, Shehoimer al Nefesh, Hare Lechaik, and Amorim, talking about the distant relatives. Usher Oimer, Meis, Hare Krav, and Amorim. La'ovi, Lima, Matamah, what need them for? El La'ovi, Lima, Eina, Matamah. But Rav Akiva, Le'mash, Malemi, Ima, Klum. He learns nothing from Ima. El Agrora, the Amma, Mi'ovi, Nazbokra. The Tehran, he brought it because of the Chagir from father. Ula'ochi, Matamah, Lema. Shema, you can't go to the Nazir. I would have thought, Hey, Chadu, La'havale, El Nazir. If he only was a Nazir, or a koyin, then maybe litamil and may smith is lavi metamit. Aval hechad avin nozer vi koyin gadol, double. The ease bay trei, he has two. Aim aloy, maybe then he shouldn't be mat, because two avedas here by being metamit. Kamashla, no. Ula choyse ketanya shoy hoy lishchidus pischoy. Now, interesting. In this gisa, Rashi achoyse takes away the word nozer. Before Rashi gives the word, Rashi hoy nozer hoy lamos bon lishchidus pischoy. Here, Rashi ketanya shoy hoy lishchidus pischoy. In Rabbi Kiva, he takes out the Nazir. As if Achoisa has nothing to do with Nazir. Anyway.
Is that a case of Shtei Lav Mahabon Kerechos?
What do you mean? By what makes mitzvah? We're just adding the
Nazir. Who is...
it's not Shnei Kzuvim, because each one's adding another dimension. Another Easter involved. Another Easter, yet we're suspending it. Talking about Vayter, Kiva, since he doesn't use Ima, Exeli Shavu, the Rebbe Minole, how does he know that it's only limited to Meis Mitzah, to Misa, the Tumah, not Zovah, not Tzaras? The Chavi learned from Ima. Omlech, he says, Kivan the Amamah, since we just learned, Ima, your Kohen Gadol, and a Nozer, La'ochiv, Eina Mitami, Avo Mitami, Le Meis Mitzah, your Kohen Gadol, Nozer, and yet Mitami, Meis Mitzah, Mali, Kohen Gadol, Chudei, Mali, Nozer, Ve Kohen Gadol. Rashi, Rabbi Kiva, Gzeder Shavu l'Kerabbi Menole. According to Rabbi Kiva, how does he know Gzeder Shavu of Rebbe? That why that is only us by Misa. The Kohen Gadol Metame Benega. Kohen Gadol's Metame Benega. Bezivosa Shel Aviv. The Kohen Gadol is allowed to be metame the neg of his father or the ziv of his father. The ilo the day le mashma le ima klal. He lechay doesn't learn from ima anything. Hakama could be just said before the agrod and nazbukra.
That was his father's tama mitzav ziv nega.
Yeah.
So what's the Kohen Gadol doing there? So that was his father's alive.
But give it an answer like this. You want to know how we use it? How we learn out the Gzeirah Shavah? Because the word le'imoy by Kohen Gadol is extra. By Nozir Derech Agav. But by Kohen Gadol is extra. Why? If you're telling me that an Aviv, a Kohen Gadol, is not allowed to be metame to his father, but a Meis Mitzvah is allowed to, so therefore automatically I know that, and what does imoy come to add? No. So what is it? So then, imoy, what's going to add? What's imoy going to add? A Kohen Gadol and a Nozir, right? We just learned Ochiv. Ochiv comes to add a Kohen Gadol and a Nozir, right? There's no Ochiv by a Kohen Gadol. So what do you learn with imoy, a Kohen Gadol and a Nozir? Says Rekiva Eger, says Rekiva, if I know that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to be metamed to Meis Mitzvah, I automatically know that a Kohen Gadol and a Nozir, what's a chilik mali chadla mali trei lavin? The Torah says, forget your lav of Kohen Gadol, go metame Meis Mitzvah. So if you have two lav, Kohen Gadol and a Nozir, but they're basically the same lav, don't be metame. So why would I think they have two lav, you're not allowed to be metame, one lav, you could? So by a Kohen Gadol, La'aviv teaches me that a Kohen Gadol automatically is allowed to be metame to Meis Mitzvah. What do I need l'imay for? I don't need to tell me if he's a nozer, compounding, because malichad la malatzei lavim. Ima is extra. So you have at least one side of the Gzeirah Shavah totally extra. And if it's one side is extra, I'm going to learn Kohen Gadol from nozer ima to tell you the Gzeirah Shavah.
Yeah, but what is this what Rashi is saying here? What's been the goy vizivosu shalavim mean?
Sorry?
Rashi says the Kohen Gadol mitame.
Yeah. How do we know? How does he know that he's allowed to?
Allowed to do what?
To touch his father if he's a retainer.
Yeah.
How does he know?
Okay, right.
His
father is alive. His father is alive and he has a need for some reason.
It doesn't have to be anybody, but he's giving a moshel, yeah, even the father, yeah. Amalach, so next Rashi, Kivan Amina, I say, Sheim Haya Kohen Gadol, V'Nazir L'Achir V'Tamei, V'Metamei L'Meis Mitzvah, Ksi Bebe Kohen Gadol, by Kohen Gadol, it says, V'Nazir L'Yitamei L'Hem V'Meisam, V'Noi L'Meisam, Ava Metamei B'Nigam V'Zivasam, Mali Kohen Gadol Chudi, Mali Kohen Gadol V'Nazir, I can't use L'Imai to teach me Kohen Gadol V'Nazir, the Metamei B'Nogi V'Zivasam, Shalavi, Koshkin, the Kohen Gadol Chudi, Mutl Tamei N'Gadol V'Zivasam. So whatever a Nazir can do, a Kohen Gadol can do the same thing. Rashi has pshat a little different. I just told you in the other Lashem pshat. But basically, the Lashem pshat is like we don't need to imoy for anything else. So imoy is totally extra to teach you this thing here, to teach you about the Gzeir Shavah. The way I'm learning pshat is by the Rosh Lashem pshat. Rashi is a bit confusing. Okay, back to the Gemara. Okay, that's a Makiva. Rabbi Shmuel, so according to Rabbi Shmuel, that every word in that pasuk by Nazir is used for something, la'aviv is for one thing, and la'achiv, and it's all used for something else, is Rabbi Shmuel, Kohen Gadol. The who Nazir, Minoli, how does he know? Rabbi Shmuel, if you're both Kohen Gadol and Nazir, where does he know? How does he know that word that is metame to mes mitzah? So he says, Kivon de shor rachman chad lav gabe mes mitzah, mali chad lav, mali tre lav. And he'll use the same swara. Since once I know that a Kohen Gadol or a Nazir is allowed to be metame mes mitzvah, what's the chilek that we have two? What's you have two lav and one lav? Once we allow one lav, why should we maybe make a difference one lav or two lav? Rashi mali chad lav mali tel lav. And the kibbutz the mishnah legab mes mitzvah chad lav ish legab mes tel lav. Keep going Kohen Gadol and Nazir. It's mutter. It's totally mutter. If you remember, Rashi learns in brachos of your test that the pshat is not that we're doiche. It's that there's no isa in the first place by mes mitzvah. Because if you learn a deicha, then there is a different chad lav tre lavin. Chad lav maybe is strong enough for the assay of mes mitzvah to push away one lav, but maybe the assay of kavod ames is not strong enough to push away two lav. But Rashi learns over there that when it comes to mes mitzvah, kavod ames, there is no lav of lo yitama. So if there's no lav lo yitama, it's chilek one lav or two lav. The isa of tumah was never said when it comes to this. That's how you know from these psukim. Yeah, then what do you do with achayse? Achayse lamali. So when you achayse for, since we learn mali chadla mali trei lavim, so why do you need a special pasuk for Korban Pesach and the mila that you should go ahead and metame yourself? Sagra Mera thought, ki shara rachmana lemeis mitzah, only a nozav a kohen, why the isalav you? All they have is isalav. Avon milo pesach the kodis, this and that, not talking about isalav stam, but talking about kodis. Perhaps lo yitam lemeis mitzah. Kamashalon, we need that, Rashi. That's why we need a pasuk la'choisei to give a special heter for Rashi. La'choisei lamil leklam imke, Rabbi Shmuel la'af kolei kohen gablozer. Shomali chamel lemate lavin, la'choisei lamil lemishre, pesach mila, kati yitzchul la'choisei need it, sagidatach. Just two lines more. Ulei Rabbi Kiva, Mechdi, Loishna Kohen Gadol L'chudei, Loish Chilik V'Kohen Gadol L'Zom, Loishna Kohen Gadol V'Nazir, Nafke, he learns it out, V'La'achiv, he learns everything out from La'achiv by a Nazir, that what, La'achiv, but he's Metamit Temeis Mitzah, he's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, and yet he can be Metamit Temeis Mitzah, is la aviv l'imay lamali. So what does he need lamali? Okay, imay you need for exer shava. But what do you need for? What do you need to teach you what? I already know here kohen gadol nazir metamei temes mitzah. So surely a nazir on his own kohen gadol nazir can metamei temes mitzah. What do you need lamali for? Lamali tzricha, we need it. The e cause of aviv, if it would have said aviv, have I mean I would have thought hainu time with the lay metamele. I would have thought, you know why aviv is not lamali metamei too? I would have said like this. You're not allowed to metame to your father, Mishum, the Chazaka Balma. Do you know for a fact that your father is your father? How do you know? We're assuming that the man that your wife, your mother lives with is your father. Abel Imai, but the mother, we saw her pregnant. The Yadin lady, Yaldi say, Litamla. But a mother, everyone knows that she was pregnant, so it's 100. I'm going to learn Marachul Afir Al over there, that a mother is 100%, a father, that's how you learn the whole concept of Raif. How you know you follow Raif? For the fact that you have a mitzvah kivir of aim. How you know it's your father? It's only because Raif Bil is Achabal. But a woman is 100%. So maybe a father, a kohen, is not be metamei to, because we don't know 100%. But a mother, we know 100%. Maybe he should be metamei to. So to spell imai. Because Rachman imai would have said imai. Have never thought imai loy letamei. You know why a kohen should be metamei to his mother? When it comes to kohuna, Who does the father? What gives him the kedusha of a kohen? The father. So therefore, since the father gave you the kedusha, that's the kedusha side. That's the kedusha gene. We don't want you to mizalzel it by bimetame. Aval. The mother, since the mother is not the one who gave the kedusha gene, so therefore you shouldn't be metame. Aval aviv kivin al malam mishchaisel beis avoisam. The father is the one who passed on to you the kedusha gene. Ema litame le, you should be metame to your father. K'mashalon that you don't. Rashi. And the father, they metame. You asked before, we need l'aviv l'gufe. How do you know you shouldn't be metame to your own father? We would have thought that you could be metame to your own father. What do you need it for? Maybe we thought only l'chaykim. Ma'al kol nashi make a liel had the kasher achman al avi lima the baser hachi lomeli we need for hakamash la ma'al kol nafshes meis. Tzich need the kasher achman al avi v'loy lima have ever thought la avi v'dein v'tamish should lay b'dein milsa iavu we're not 100% sure chazak ba'almu. Avolima the vad that you lead it surely to mother l'tamil loti should be b'tamik kamashlan. And when or it was said only a mother, I would thought l'mishpachay v'savaisim, but a father mishpachas of kri mishpacha v'le mishpacha em kri mishpacha. The real Yerif family when it comes to kohen and all that is your father. So maybe that's why you're not allowed to, but your mother is not. Okay, we'll stop here.